Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We're just thankful once again to be able to be on the television, the radio station, and talk about the goodness of God and what God has done for all of us. One of the things I would like to just have us be mindful of, the best thing we can do to God is give God the glory. I want to do one thing that we move forward. Father, we thank you this day for this hour that you've given us the opportunity to be on this radio station. Your word is sufficient. Your word is love. Your word can take us to the next level. It's your word we depend on. And for this, I said, thank you, Father. And then, Father, I want to praise you. I want to love you. I want to adore you. And I want to magnify your name. For your name is above every name. And at your name, all things work together. Tonight, we just declare, Father, that the revival, it is need right now, Father. Father, we pray for America. We pray for all those in office, from the president, congressman, and the Supreme Court. We pray your word to be true to them, Father. We pray that your word will be of much benefit to them. We pray for understanding, Father, down to the governors and to the mayors and to all who are involved. But, Father, we need your word to be more in our lives. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For it's just your word that I live by. We live by it. We thank you for your word. But without you, there's nothing can be done. And then, Father, tonight, Saturday night, we once again say thank you. And we just say, revival, revival, revival. Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know, when we take word in we take notice in the Bible has 66 books that are written down. Jesus said, there will be many, many more. And they don't understand. Every time somebody writes something to the word that's approved by God or seen by God, or God inspires you, that's adding, that's taking the word of God and living in it. So the problem that a lot of us not come together on an understanding on is that some people out there don't want to know what he's doing. But I will say this with assurance, there is none like God. God is the fullness of everything we need. God is the author. God is the finisher of our faith. God is who he says he is. And no one can doubt that. You know, when I look at what the Bible is doing in our lives and how God is doing in our lives, there are a lot of people say they want to, but they want to do it on our time. And you know, one thing I will just say, when I look at the Bible and talk about what God's word, and when God gives us the fullness of his all, the Holy Ghost, it moves us, believers, to a point where we can just say, God said it, and we believe it. Somebody said, prove it. You prove it by studying and praying the word. And say, if you look in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, you'll find some words that God has said. You look in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, you're going to find some words. But the more you study the word of God, then you got to go back to the Torah, and you got to read some words God said. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. If I might say this to all of us that are listening, our prayers are important. When we pray, we're talking to God. And God is listening to us. So, do you want God to hear what you're saying? God is listening to us. Are you coming on and talk with God or just not? See, there are many people out there. Revival, revival, revival. Is revival needed? Yes, I know it is. Well, I'm gonna tell you, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So if all of us have sinned, there is a way we can get ourselves cleansed up from being all have sinned. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He was talking about that man, Adam, the man who had fell victim to sin. But because God knew what was going to be happening, he sent his son. His son is named Jesus Christ. Jesus came to bring us into the fullness of God. When you read the Bible and go to the old, get to Revelation, God said, we were created for this purpose, that we may glorify, praise God, and just acknowledge who he really is. It don't mean you're going to have to be somehow our priority. God still loves all of us. His love for us is unmeasurable. Can you put a measuring stick against God's love? I cannot. Can I throw a rock at what God? No, I cannot. If God moves, when God moves around our bodies, he gives us a fullness of his Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. And you know, one thing else I say to this, there are many people who don't want to come into the fullness. They want to fight their own fight. But every time trouble comes in, they want to say, well, you know, I told you so. No, you didn't. The Bible's already told. If I can take time by the grace of God in my latter days, bring the fullness of the word in my life, because I know that one day, some of us are going to go home to be with the Lord. And when we talk about revival, it's getting our souls tuned up, getting our understanding tuned up, getting us in the right mode of where God wants to use us. God has done some great things for us. Just the other day, somebody needed prayer. We prayed for them. They got healed. It's not because we said they are healed. It's because the faith that they have in God's word said, I am healed by the stripe that Jesus bore on his back. What we have to do is be accountability and do what God wants us to do. There are many of us, men and women, women and men, they don't want to come under the authority of God's word. There are many people out there say they're doing this. Building a building is good. But when you build the body of God by getting out there telling that lost man, that lost woman, that woman who's walking in darkness, that God is able to take them to the next level. See, and somebody somewhere going to call this radio program short and say, I just forgot. Now, you didn't forget it, just didn't put it down on, you didn't put it on your itinerary. When you take your time and do what God has said, can we talk? It's time. The time has come. Do we have many people going to just come on and just, they're just not going to do anything? See, a lot of people have their own programs that they want to do. I say this all the time. Can you come on and talk with us? But God is so good. God has a way of bringing us to a place. Do you really want to walk with God? And I say this much. The fullness of God, he brings us to a point. But everybody that call on his holy name, I don't know much about, but I keep praying that God's will would take me to the next level. I keep praying and believing that God's word.
Leave me a name and a number, and I'll call you back as soon as possible. Have a fantastic day.
Wherever
God is, good.
And one thing I will say, that God has made a way for us. Now, everybody has a way, but what God is saying to us, God has called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. In that light, there is fullness, there is hope, there is understanding what God is doing for us and through us. Now, I know that some people don't come to the point. They want to do it. Let me say something. I know this much. And see, the best thing I can do with some people is cut them a loose and move myself to the next level. Why? Because Jesus said there'll be many who are going to come, but you got to make yourself, you got to make yourself a problem to God's word. And the more you study God's word, let me see. When the book of Acts says this, he says, given by to God can show us what God is doing through us. See, God grants the fullness. He gives us the fivefold ministry. And a lot of people say, what's the fivefold ministry? The fivefold ministries in the book of Old Testament, where God says he led captivity captive. Who? He led the word and captured it by his speaking authority into the word. He said, I made some apostles, I made some apostles, I made some prophets, I made some teachers, I made some evangelists, I made some who can be pastors. The fivefold ministry. And they said, we use our hand to show what God is doing. God uses us. When you want to be used by God, why? I got such a high order. No, I got such a great understanding. Let me tell you something, what I've come to find out from my standpoint. The more you believe in God, the more you trust God, the more God's going to download, if I might use the term, God's going to download into you some wisdom and some knowledge and some understanding. When you got a man that's still out there who say he loved the Lord and he still does some things he knows it's probably not supposed to be doing. When people say, I want to be here, I want to be here, I want to be there and do this. Let me tell you something. Liars, liars, liars. And I say this to everybody. The time to close the door on what you're doing is now. It's time to close the door. What do you mean close the door? Some people are not going to hear what you're saying. Some people don't want to hear what you're saying, but don't even want to believe what you're saying. Why? Because you and them, see, they got the, well, you know, I got me a place right now. I need somebody to help me. No. Have you prayed to God and gone before God? Have you took the word out of Genesis? Have you took the word out of the last book of the Bible? Have you took the last book of the Old Testament? Have you took God at his word? God's word is so powerful. Let me share something. When you experience God's word, you don't mind telling nobody. Because you know that you know that you know that you know that you know somebody's going to get healed. Some people. See, right now, there's a gossip box going on right now. And somebody has their mouths, they want to talk about this. And the more I say this word, to God be the glory. And what God can do it anytime. And anytime we come before God with his word, God wants us to come to a place where we can magnify his name. You're coming on. God bless you. You got the number. Call in, please. And see, the word is sure. The word is pure. The word cannot be set by itself. And what's happening today is you're going to have to make a decision where you're going to live. Are you going to study God? Are you going to stay with God? Are you going to ask God to be who he says he's going to be in your life? It's up to you. I can't make nobody do anything. All I can do is pray for you and believe with you that the God we serve will take us to the next level. And when we take that, God uses us to glorify him. God uses us that we may say, Lord, we love you. And one of the things I want to just try to take my time and point out to you. But when you take the word of God, let me get one scripture. I want to just tell you something that I want to show it to you, what God is saying. When I take the word in 1 Corinthians 14 and 1, Paul make a word. The whole council of the church at Corinth to understand by the prophetic. But Paul, the great apostle of God, was trying to tell everybody, if you can do what God is saying, let me tell you something. The prophecy is now. But when we go to let's take it to the book of Hebrews chapter 1. God said in time past, point. It means yesterday in the Old Testament, when my son came to this earth, I used the prophets, I used the kings, I used the poet. But now, but N-O-W, I speak more excellency. I want to hear the voice. His son, he speaks more excellence through his son. Well, his son gives us the fullness of the word because he is the word. He is the divine word. And when he speaks the word, things come to pass. Beloved, when we take the book where the word is written, my God Almighty, in the book of Hebrews, when we began to read that Bible, God began to flow into our lives. God said, I will no longer accept offerings by the bulls. That blood is no longer satisfying me. But I want the realness of it all. Hallelujah. That's why he sent his son Jesus. Jesus became the Lamb of God. Jesus became that man that God wanted in this hour. Jesus was that man in this hour. And God so satisfied himself through his son. He knew that his son was going to have to suffer on this earth realm. He knew his son was going to be able to go through temptation. He knew it. And that's why when he got out in the book, he began to go through the gospel and began to talk. I'm not of this world. I don't have voice out here of my father. I do what my father said do. And Jesus said, once you come to know me, you do what the father and me tell you what to do. That's all you got to do. You ain't got to go run here and there. He said, do it. I pray to God that my mind is simple. I pray that my talking is simple. I pray that somebody can hear what God is saying in me. Because I would just say to someone, today is that day. Now, pause. Last night, America, but because God heard the prayers of the righteous, we came 10 minutes of having the biggest fight in the whole world. Because somebody don't know what the protocol is. Somebody doesn't know. The protocol is you got to know what God is saying through you to somebody else. God said, I am point taken. That I am point taken. And beside me point taken. There is no other like me. So when a man stands out and declare himself, I got the plan. The plan, I can speak the plan. No, you cannot. You are a double-faced liar. Because God put you down on this earth for him so you can praise him. But because you want to say, it is me that I am doing this here. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this here. Let me tell you something. Lucifer fell from heaven. I thank you, Jesus, what you did. Lucifer said, I am going to raise up my kingdom, a little higher than this kingdom, lie again. If you read the Bible in the Old Testament, in the book of Hebrews, Isaiah, I'm going to make my kingdom a little higher than this kingdom. I'm going to make my word a little higher than him. But how you going to do it when God said, I am that I am? How is that possible? How can you see, but that's slanderous. It's very slanderous. There are a lot of people that are saying that they know God. And I'll never tell you that I know God the way I want to. I'm doing God to the best of my ability. Because I believe what God has done through me. what God has done for me, nobody can take that from me. Do I make mistakes? Yes, I do. Do I say things that are not right sometimes? Yes, I do. What do? I repent. That's part of when you repent, it means I turn myself around. I get some help. I pray to God, the Father. God hears my prayer. And the more I talk with God, the more God has mercy upon me. And the more he has mercy upon me, the more I understand. See, there are going to be some that are going to come face to face with me. But I have to just move on. The plan you got, I'm not a part of your plan. Why? Hunter, I thought you loved us, man. I love you, but you don't love God the way I love God. It's called giving up, giving out. What you got does not belong to you. What God is saying in these last days, the more we take God at his word and say, Father, your word says, sometimes the gifts are given to us by order of what God is doing. So what we have to do is we have to trust God. And the more we trust God, I mean, I got all kind of books I've been studying out of and reading out of. And sometimes I have to confess, sometimes I can't see like I want to, but I thank God for the revelation knowledge of his word in my body. Question. Do God give you the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed? Yes. Can God give you the authority to raise the dead? Yes. So, having said those two things, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to go out there and feed the hungry? Feed the hungry? What are you talking about? That's part of the revival. Are you going to find the homeless? Homeless? Man, get them a job. No. God knows everyone. Some people came out of darkness. We all came out of darkness. And God raised us up through his blood, Jesus Christ. And because, hallelujah, and because what God has done in us and me, God wants to use your voice. God wants your voice to be magnificent. God wants your understanding to be magnificent. God wants you to know what you said you're going to do. And what I say to somebody tonight is this: to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Sometimes we have to cut down, put away what God is saying to us. And I wanted to know something. What God is doing for us is better than man can ever tell the truth. Why? Because God is doing what he said he's going to do. God cannot lie. He won't lie. And I'll say this much. To God be the glory. Oh, my God. See, when you take God as word, and you believe in his word, and you do what he said. And I know there's some people out there with the witchcraft, they practice against those believers. They're practitioners. They're liars. They're thieves. And I tell you what sick is. And like one old man said, well, when you take the word of God, and you hear what God is saying, God will use you. But you want to be used by God? Do you want to be used by God? I believe I do. I want God to use me like never before. I want to share something. I'm going to take you and let you hear some word as the word become alive through the airways. And I want you to understand what God is doing. It's not about you. It's about God. And I'm just going to give God this opportunity to come before us. Thank you, Father. Forgive me this opportunity to be on this radio station for the time that I have. And then, Father, because you are who you say you are, I want to thank you. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm. Yes. Praise you, Father.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon. Wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment, and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. To deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their path. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her pile is unto the dead, none that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. But the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 4. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as the shining light, that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Proverbs 5. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldst ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger, and thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, how have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth. Let her be as the loving hind and pleasant roe. Let her breasts satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished always with her love. And why wilt thou, my son, be ravished with a strange woman, and embrace the bosom of a stranger? For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings. His own iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holden with the cords of his sins. He shall die without instruction, and in the greatness of his folly he shall go astray. Proverbs 6. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth, thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself when thou art come into the hand of thy friend. Go, humble thyself, and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. beloved, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven, are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So, he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief, if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Proverbs 7. My son, keep my words, and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went the way to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night. And behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and subtle of heart. She is loud and stubborn. Her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy face, and I have found thee. I have decked my bed with coverings of tapestry, with carved works, fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He is gone a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home at the day appointed. With her much fair speech she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after her straightway, as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. For she hath cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Proverbs 8. Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be ye of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They're all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies. All the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign, and princes decree justice. By me princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way, before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills, was I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the waters should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him, as one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Proverbs 9. Wisdom hath builded her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath killed her beasts. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also furnished her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Come, eat of my bread, and drink of the wine which I have mingled. Forsake the foolish, and live, and go in the way of understanding. He that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy day shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. If thou be wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, of a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell. Proverbs 10, the Proverbs of Solomon. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart will receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up stripes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice as silver. The heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many. The fools die for want of wisdom. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more. But the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. Proverbs 11. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. The righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. The transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. When a wicked man dieth, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. The righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. An hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. When it goeth well with the righteous, the city rejoiceth. And when the wicked perish, there is shouting. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. He that is void of wisdom despiseth his neighbor, but a man of understanding holdeth his peace. A talebearer revealeth secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit concealeth the matter. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors there is safety. He that is sure is smart for it, and he that hateth suretyship is sure. A gracious woman retaineth honor, and strong men retain riches. The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a froward heart are abomination to the Lord, but such as are upright in their way are his delight. Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it shall come unto him. He that trusteth in his riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Proverbs 12. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. A good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn. A man shall not be established by wickedness, but the root of the righteous shall not be moved. The virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. The thoughts of the righteous are right, but the counsels of the wicked are deceit. The words of the wicked are to lie in wait for blood, but the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. The wicked are overthrown and are not, but the house of the righteous shall stand. A man shall be commended according to his wisdom, but he that is of a perverse heart shall be despised. He that is despised and hath a servant is better than he that honoreth himself and lacketh bread. A righteous man regardeth the life of his days, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. He that tilleth his land shall be satisfied with bread. He that followeth vain persons is void of understanding. The wicked desireth the net of evil men, but the root of the righteous yieldeth fruit. The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips, but the just shall come out of trouble. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands shall be rendered unto him.
Hello?
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel.
Hello? Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes, sir.
All right. All is well?
Yes, sir. I didn't get
but probably
like the last 20 minutes of the scripture reading.
Oh, well, praise God. But you're doing all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Is your daughter there?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
Oh. But this is what I do.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was fixed to ask, so what is it that she would be doing so I can kind of share with her?
Okay. I'm the Blog Talk Radio, and some things that she do, she knows how to set up a television station, how to get to do certain things at the radio station. You know how to do that? I was told that she has skills that can do some things. Perhaps if I talk to her, I can explain to her some things I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Now, I don't know what all she knows how to do. I know she does, she's mass communication. I know she does, like, some filming. Whatever it is she do, like, for the softball team, pictures of other people. I'm sure if she knows. And if she doesn't, we pray, and I know that she can do all things through Christ who strengthens her.
Her
integrity is impeccable. Mm-hmm. She is a former child model, and she's appeared like in Ebony, Jet, Essence magazines, the Bishop Jakes magazines for Family Life, all that kind of stuff. Years back. She doesn't talk about any of that kind of stuff. She's just a down to earth, simple. Lovely and beautiful young lady. And I'm not up to date on technology, not as updated as I should be. That's the reason I was inquiring.
Well, I got you on the Blog Talk Radio right now, but I got to
it's off and I'm talking to you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So okay. What I'm looking for. Okay. What I'm looking for is a person who had to get into a station. Hold on, please.
Okay.
Hello? Yeah. I see you in the room talking. She went outside to put some phone on the snake. I call you. You need her? Okay, we're done. Yeah.
Come on.
Okay, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
All right. What I'm looking for a person that works, that knows something about the television station and the radio station.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that Esther told me she knows something about television and the TV station and the radio station. Because she's down at Prairie View, what I said they do. They have to go in there and upload stuff and put stuff down. And that's what I'm looking at. I'm willing to pay someone that can come along and kind of help me along the way.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But I have to sit, I have to sit down.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am?
Go ahead.
I'm
listening. I was saying I haven't inquired into the depth of what all she does and knows at this point. But I will talk with her, and I'm sure as soon as we can connect together, she'll be able to. Yeah, she'll be able to give you her version of what she can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I have a Blog Talk Radio, and I can speak to the whole world. You named it.
Yes, sir.
United States, America, South America, North America. I can speak to everybody. But it's flowing out of here. And so I have a television station that I purchased, and I need somebody to come in and help to operate it. Somebody who can go and get the information from these channels, a digital channel, and can operate it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, anytime she gets a chance to call me, you have my cell phone number. Will you have her give me a call?
Yes, sir.
All right, then.
All right, get through to. Okay, all right. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye now.